English 2019
Part 1 In Part 1, you will hear two news items. News item 1 10,000 year clock.
Deep inside a mountain along the Texas-Mexico border stands a 60-meter tall clock that ticks just once a year. It also has a clock hand that moves once every 100 years, and a cuckoo which will appear once every 1,000 years. This is the 10,000-year clock. Although inventor Danny Hillis first had the idea in 1995, it was not until 2011 when American CEO Jeff Bezos agreed to finance the project that work on a full-scale version of the 10,000-year clock began properly. The clock is still under construction and will cost approximately $42 million. It is housed in a 150-meter-tall tunnel inside a mountain owned by the billionaire. It is made of tough, long-lasting materials like titanium, ceramic, and stone, and works with the help of giant gears and dials. Its power comes from thermal energy captured by changes in day and nighttime temperatures on the mountaintop. The timepiece's bells will ring 10 times a day, playing unique melodies that'll never be repeated over the 10,000 years. Bezos says he hopes the clock will change the way humanity thinks about time and encourage people to take a longer view of things. It turns out, Bezos is not the only one who thinks the 10,000-year clock is a brilliant way of connecting with future generations. A second one is already being planned inside a mountain in eastern Nevada.
News item 2. Pies on Pi Day.
Everybody knows that pi is the number 3.14, and that you need this number to calculate, for example, the surface area of a circle. But did you know that in America, there is a special day celebrating this mathematical phenomenon? Pi Day is on March the 14th, which also happens to be Albert Einstein's birthday. Students at the California Institute of Technology in Los Angeles celebrate Pi Day by holding a pie-eating contest, which begins at 1:59 a.m. and features 26 pies with 5 different flavors. This might seem a bit strange, but put all the numbers together, 3.14, the date, 1:59, the time, 26, the number of pies, and 5, the flavors, and you have the first 9 digits of pi, 3.14159265. Princeton University in New Jersey, on the other hand, where Einstein lived from 1935 until his death in 1955, celebrates Pi Day with many festivities. Visitors can go to concerts and shows, eat fruit pies, and even take part in an Einstein look-alike contest. Although the celebration is just 25 years old, the number itself is almost 4,000 years old. The Babylonians first calculated pi to a value of 3, and the ancient Egyptians calculated pi as 3.165 in 1650 BC. It was the Greeks, however, who first worked out pi accurately in the 3rd century BC. If you remember that this number was discovered without the help of computers, their results are truly amazing. Happy Pi Day!